Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1965, Bills are playing, cold weather. How did you guys stay warm during then?
I'm from the Midwest, so I'm always in the cold weather, you know. So we used to play in the cold weather, but it's no big deal, you know. It's something that you've been doing mostly all your life, because most guys are from the Midwest or near Midwest where they played in cold weather. So they know how to make adjustments to dealing with the cold weather, especially out on the field, because we had to play on the field all the time. Only times we had a disadvantage was that when there was snow, blanket with snow and everything. But not only we was at a disadvantage, the other team was at a disadvantage as well.
From your memory, what was the coldest game that you played in?
I think it was Cincinnati game in 1969. The field was full of snow. It was cold. I don't know if it was the coldest game and everything, but with the two elements, it felt like it was the coldest game that we ever played in, that I ever played in professional football.
So would you say that the Buffalo Bills are better adapted to dealing with cold weather games than other teams?
I don't think so, because most clubs in the East Coast, they deal with cold weather all along, and most of the guys that's in the league have played one way or the other in cold weather, or they're from cold cities, and they just end up in teams in a warm area. But they're from in areas where it's cold and where it's, snow and ice and everything, so they make that adjustment. You know, it's just like people talked about Denver. You know, Denver weather is basically the same as Buffalo weather. So there was no advantage or disadvantage that Buffalo had over Denver coming in here. And I said that because I played 2 years in Denver. So I know about that, you know. So you make the adjustments and move on. You can't make excuses. Do you go to Florida and say it's too hot and you can't play because of that? No, you make those adjustments.
So with this game on Sunday against the Ravens, what are your predictions for it?
I really don't do predictions, but I will predict that the Bills will win. How's that? You know, I'm looking at a high-scoring game, probably 42-35, something like that, you know, and Bills on top, you know.
Now, this is one of the only few games where the odds are almost 50-50 for who would take home the win. Does that concern you at all?
No, because it means that hopefully that it means that it's going to be a good game and that we'll end up on top. That's what I'm hoping to be. But when I hear him saying 50-50, it means it's going to be a good game. But then again, the odds doesn't determine whether it's going to be a good game or not, you know, because I don't think they had that situation with Denver and Buffalo, because Denver was the number one defensive team in the league, and Buffalo ended up scoring, 35, 40 points? Well, that's not indicative of the best defensive team in the league, you know, when you let a team score 40 points on you. So anyway, that's somebody else's prediction, and we just have to see what it's going to play out to be.